Well, I guess I'll start off with some...
Kelly's here, Jay, but okay.
So, well, to add to the list, just so you all know, before we get into the town board meeting, obviously I won't go into too much discussion here on this because of personnel reasons, but Allison is currently out of the office, possibly related to the virus, and she was comfortable enough with me telling all of you that today at 1 o'clock she was transported to urgent care.
Oh, shit.
So, she's not doing well. And,
not good. All right. We'll say prayers for her.
Thanks. You know, we're seeing how it goes. Allie and I are following the reopening plans. We're, you know, we got our plans in place, just kind of prioritizing and handling everything as, you know, we need. I think we're in good shape. So today I was out of the office. I've been working from home all day today, but, you know, basically buttoning up things on the New York State emergency plan. But if you need anything, you know, feel free to drop an email, or but if you just, you know, if anybody calls the office, we're just utilizing the new phone system's ability to bounce any voicemails that are left over to email, which is the same thing I set up for Sandy in the town clerk's office. So luckily enough, we've got that technology to help us out there. So keeping the fingers crossed, and like you said, keeping the prayers going, hoping she's doing okay. But if you happen to need anything, and Allison has not responded, I've been trying to manage the emails and everything else going on. That's why there's been a little bit of a delay, so I will upfront apologize. But hopefully we all pull through it.
Jason, I left, I was at the hall today, and I left my key, which isn't working for some reason, on the desk.
Okay.
With a note for Allison, so I don't know if you have the ability to rekey that for me. But currently I do not have a way to get into the town hall.
No problem. I'll call the vendor to do it. I know Allison can do it. Truthfully, I never went through the training on how to do that. I know it's just a simple web interface, but I can call the vendor. Yeah, okay. Ellie had told me that it was left on the desk, so I'll get that taken care of. And if you need a new key, we'll just get a new key programmed. No problem.
All right. Well, it's the same key. It just needs reprogrammed. For whatever reason, it's not working.
Sometimes I don't remember if you have, well, this I guess applies to all of us. Some of the older keys, for whatever reason, that it's almost like they have a life cycle on them. So what we're finding is some of the keys are just kind of like completely dropping off the radar, and they don't have the ability to be reprogrammed. So, I mean, we've got extra, if you will, blank keys that just need to be activated once the serial ID is keyed into them.
Okay.
No worries. We'll get that taken care of.
Appreciate it.
No problem. I guess meeting stuff. Anything anybody want to discuss? I mean, our agenda is relatively light. Don't have too much on there. Did everybody receive the, I guess the only takeaways that I have to go over with everyone is the LED lights. I know there's a question regarding color and all, and again, in the quote that they said that they're going to replace with a like color light, and then come to find out, doing some research, as you requested, I learned that the reason that the orange lights were orange is because the sodium, when it's charged with the electrical charge, actually burns orange. So it really wasn't anything to do with light. It was just a cost-effective measure, because back in the day, white light was more expensive to produce than orange light. So, learn something new every day. All right. Other than that, anything else we want to discuss or go over? And I just have a few updates for tonight, and that's really all I've got.
Code enforcer, the second part-time position. This is probably not a good time to bring this up. Has there been any movement on that or no?
Oh yeah, you can bring it up now. No problem. We've got half hour to pretty much discuss anything relating to the agenda or other things going. Code enforcement position was posted. Tammy from Erie County is actually calling me tomorrow because I had some questions on the PO-17 document that, you know, she had sent it back and asked for some additional information. I needed clarification, and it is what it is with our work at home environment. It's been difficult to get a hold of her, so she's going to be calling me tomorrow. hopefully buttoning that up. But again, either way, it's approved at the county, but the formality of the PO 17 document is just hopefully going to be wrapped up tomorrow and that'll be done. I have received 3 phone calls from, I'll say residents or people from the public, one of which does sit on one of our boards. So we at least have a handful of a few people, and seems like it's going okay.
And the qualifications are available online through the town website?
Yes, and also was posted to the town Facebook page, and then it also went into it's going out next week. Off the top of my head, I'd have to dig out that email, but I believe when Allison had set that up, it's published next week in the paper. Either this week or next week. I'm about to have to look. I apologize. I don't have that.
Are we taking preference to residents? I would say that would be preferred. Is that?
Yeah, it's, yep. Just like all the other positions, you know, residency preferred, not required. One of the candidates, I know it does live in town, works for another municipality, but is a resident. So yes, absolutely.
I'm going to switch subjects. Is everybody okay if I switch subjects?
Sure, go ahead.
Kind of concerned about the Conservation Advisory Council wanting to use the town hall community room with the kitchen and bathroom facilities. So according to COVID, we have to, I'm assuming that the advisory council is going to have to sanitize periodically. So I guess I'm looking for some direction that I can go back to them with.
I guess I'll jump in with both feet on that topic. I did read, Kelly, just so you know, right after you and I were both on the last meeting. After the meeting, I did send some guidance. I know I copied on one of the emails, Mitch. Mitch had sent a follow-up, but I sent him the guidance from New York State. Because it would be potentially deemed as a sporting event, because we're talking about snowshoeing, there's very specific criteria to a low to moderate contact sporting event. So because the equipment is being shared / used, each and every piece of equipment would have to be cleaned, sanitized, disinfected. There's a whole bunch of criteria here. You're hitting the nail on the head, Kelly, as far as the town hall. Anybody that would attend the event would need to have, just like sports and other activities, they would need to have contact tracing, temperature checks. We cannot have, now that it's been a little while since we've had to talk about this in this context, now that the micro cluster zones have been lifted, we are back, think of it back to last April, May, June, July, August, I think is when it ended, roughly. But anyway, that guidance where we cannot have people congregate more than 50 people, physical distancing is in place, contact tracing, temperature checks, all of those things come into play. So there's a whole slew of guidance there that's on that wonderful /NY website. And that's something that they would have to essentially comply with. You're 100% correct. Anyone coming into the town hall, we do run a little bit, obviously, the risk of exposure. I'm not sure what their thought process was there. I did not know that they're, I think they're used to what it was before. But yes, if somebody would be coming into the town hall, then we fall under all of those responsibilities for cleaning bathrooms, cleaning all the doors, door handles, and making sure everything is safe. And unfortunately, with the current COVID cases that we're working through, I don't know, it just seems high risk to me at the moment.
I agree, and I don't want to be a negative Nelly, but the Conservation Advisory Council literally is right now 3 people and myself. And taking on, if it ends up being a large turnout, because everybody's craving to get out there and do something, I'm just concerned. I don't know.
I agree with you, Kelly.
It's hard. We're having such a hard time getting any volunteers. And let me draw your attention to Thor. He'd like to join the meeting this evening.
I don't disagree with you, Kelly. You can hear it in my voice. I know you do. You all do. I mean, I've been dealing with this for over a year, and it's tough. Anybody that's anyone, any one of us, I think are all in agreement. We want to go back. We want to have meetings. We want to get out. I mean, just for a perfect example, drive by the Eternal Flame parking lot on a weekend. I mean, it's packed. I get it.
Yep.
And that does, these are conversations that I've had with residents. But it's tough because as a town, God forbid, it becomes a spreader event. We're going to be scrutinized. It is what it is.
Right.
I would be lying if I didn't tell you that there's already been discussion amongst supervisors, mayors, and the county executive regarding the feasibility of Memorial Day. Hopefully we don't have to worry about this too much come Independence Day and other things, but that's our, you know, some of our earlier events. I have, in Allison's absence, I have spoken to two different bands who have called just saying that please don't call them this year. They're not willing to take the risk and perform at the town this year. And I said, well, right now, I don't think we can. We are still limited unless the governor changes something. Obviously, you know, everything we're talking about today could change tomorrow if the governor gets on his, you know, his daily speech podium. Oh, I don't even know how to say that. It just gets frustrating. But it could all change. Everything we're discussing and planning and trying to figure out today could change tomorrow based off the governor's orders, and it is what it is. So for what it's worth, I agree with you. I think it's high risk. You know, it's a little bit on the risky side. If we decide to move forward with it, I don't know how three people could safely control that environment in the guidelines, which is being basically set forth by New York State. And Josh Hayek and I had a conversation earlier this week regarding baseball and not the basketball applies to us, but he said right now basketball's tough. He said they can't even find courts to play on. He said they're calling almost every single area with a court, and they're basically being turned away saying it's not worth the risk. So that's what I have. You're right. I mean, all I'm giving all of you is kind of gloomy news and gloomy answers, and I apologize. That's just what we're up against right now.
And if we open up the community room, regardless if there's a kitchen or not, then the other boards, planning, zoning, seniors, right, we're opening ourselves out to allowing that to occur as well. So when do you say when, and what's the limit, and how do you manage that? Right? So fresh ventilation, restroom usage, taking the temps, getting the surveys, sanitizing, not just the snowshoes, but, you know, shared pens and that sort of thing. If it was as simple as here's the entrance to the park, take the temperature, take the survey. Okay, you can go, and here's the exit to the park, but you bring your own. I don't know. I hate to turn people away for an outdoor event like that, but that's my suggestions.
And I guess let's meet halfway. You know, here I go back to my management training days and project management days. You know, it's always easy to say no. You know, no tends to be a very easy way to get out of things. And, you know, getting to, you know, there's a title of a book. It's called Negotiating, Getting to Yes. What if the town board said it's a tentative, you know, or we could, they're looking at the dates here. The date's too close. We're not going to have another board meeting. So if we're all in agreement, we could potentially say, give the nod to say yes. However, they would have to then follow all the New York State guidance and let them determine if it's feasible. I don't see how three people can manage that event. I just don't. And
I'm not sure why they need the kitchen.
I don't.
Are they serving food? I mean, maybe if the kitchen wasn't there, and
no, and that's the thing. I don't know why the kitchen's on there either. Honestly, I didn't make last year's event, but I from our meeting, I don't think there's any reason. Maybe they picked it just for the fact of doing the temperatures and having access to the bathrooms. Otherwise, everything's outside, so I'm not quite sure. I mean, we could approve it without that. And we're just going to have to do temperature. I mean, if we're outside, we have to do temperatures?
If you look on the form, there is not a separate line that just says town hall community room. This is a board, a town board form. So it is included. It's all included there. It's town hall community room with the kitchen and bathroom facilities. That's why there's a separate area to check off. So I would say certainly, you know, reach out to Noah or to Mitch, the chairman, and see what would be possible.
So the question, the one question I heard was, even though it's outside, do we have to
do temperature
checks and all? It's technically, and again, it is what it is. It's technically a sporting event. I've reached out to a few different individuals. One of which is one of my contacts directly at the state, who's a representative for the governor himself, and he ran it by Empire State Development, and they basically said that yes, the fact that it is a sporting event, just because of the fact that it's snowshoeing, then triggers that as a gathering of people as a sporting event, and all of those protocols and guidelines must be adhered to. Because on the flip side of the coin, it's becoming more and more common. I personally struggle with this, but there is the New York State Attorney General's hotline out there that should one person who's having a bad day decide to not call any of us on the town board and decide to take it right to New York State, they could file a complaint. Not that this will probably happen, but just, again, throwing out all the viable scenarios out there.
I don't want to interrupt, Jason, but I've got Noah on the phone here if we wanted to ask him some questions. I mean, we have time to do that.
Why don't we ask him if we could approve this with just the use of the town hall community room, basically just for temperatures, check-in, without kitchen or bathroom facilities?
And then also, we approve this based on having the community room without the kitchen and the bathroom facilities.
Do they need the $1 million rider?
Oh, God.
The other thing is, the most important thing, even outside the facilities, the most important thing is making sure all of the New York State guidance is followed. They have to disinfect and clean all the equipment.
Okay. All right. But we could do without the kitchen.
Do they need the $1 million rider?
Okay, so we can approve this without the kitchen facilities. The reason for the community room was to be able to do the temperatures and fill out the paperwork, and then as a courtesy to people, to have the bathrooms available to them if they needed to use them.
Are they in a capacity that they're also able to clean all of the snowshoes and any other common shared equipment?
Are you guys going to be able to clean and sanitize the equipment? Their plan is to clean all the equipment with Lysol spray between uses.
As long as they can meet the guidance.
Okay.
All right. As long as you can meet the guidance, and we'll just scratch the kitchen off that application. And is there anything else we need from Noah?
No snacks. Last year they had food, and you can't do any of that.
Can't serve any food or drink.
Yeah, no snacks. Bring your own, beverages.
Yeah, no common shared, sadly, anything.
Okay.
That just creates a whole other level of sanitization and everything else. So, no.
There was nothing approved as far as snacks or any refreshments being offered at all. So that's really a non-issue.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think that's it.
Anything else before I let Noah go?
Yeah, we're good.
You say no comment? I say we're good.
Kathy, Jennifer?
What exactly, how much space are you going to be using in the community room? and then a path to the restroom. You don't have to discuss that now, but that would need to be identified so you know what you're cleaning.
Okay.
Great. You're sanitizing certain areas so you don't have to sanitize the whole dang thing.
So you guys are going to use the community room in a limited basis based on the entranceway from...
Kelly, the other thing that's going to come up while Mike is chatting with Noah is I know it was discussed at that meeting was the fishing derby. You know, that's something.
All right, the focus is going to be based primarily on the outdoor activities. They're going to have a couple tables set up for, you know, they'll have a clean equipment table and then, you know, an equipment table that things need to be wiped down and then a table for people to, you know, get their temperature taken and fill out any paperwork necessary. It's going to be on a minimal basis to, you know, limit the area that would need to be cleaned. Jennifer, anything else?
Not right now.
Kathy?
I'm all set, thanks.
Okay. All right, no, I'll let you go.
Why does it say Jason Keating underneath Jennifer's head?
Thanks, Noah.
Huh?
All right, okay, bye-bye.
She signed in. Jen must have completed, you know, she might not have logged out. I gave Jen the go-to meeting sign-in so she could set up stuff for ZBA. So she must have signed in somehow versus me.
Screen, Jen, it says Jason Keating underneath you.
Oh.
Yeah, my screen says that too.
Yeah. I've been cloned.
See, I just wanted to know if y'all would notice.
God help us.
Well, I noticed, Jen, because when I tried signing in, it said, are you ready to join the meeting? It didn't ask me if I wanted to log in. I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. But then as soon as I saw that, I'm like, wait a minute. I bet you if Jen beat me to logging in, then there we are.
Sorry. Okay.
Jason, you might want to...
Say that again.
If Jen is controlling the meeting, she'll need to be the one that clicks record.
Oh. Does Sandy do that, or does Jason do that?
No. You know what? I actually still have admin. It's kind of weird. I didn't realize you can have two people as an admin, but I have the ability to click record. At least if I hover over, I'm not going to record it right now, but... maybe we'll try it like a minute before the 7:30.
Yeah, I can too. Just tell me when to stop it.
Yep.
Okay. You know, Rich had a question when Noah was on the phone about the insurance rider. Does the CAC have to do that?
No, it's a town organization, and the town's already insured.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So what I will do is I will send all that guidance over to Mitch, make sure that they have that. And then, you know, if we approve it, the ball's in their court, whether or not they want to move forward with the event or not. But there is quite a bit of guidance that's going to go along with that event. And I guess the only thing I can say is that, you know, Kelly or Mike or whomever wants to reach out to them, I would just make sure that they know to make sure that they're following it, because... you know, the wonderful world of social media, you know, if there's a line of people for, which would be a fantastic thing, you know, people getting out of the house. But if there's a line, we got to make sure people are social distance, because, you know, in the world of social media these days, you know, one picture is worth 1,000 words. And
I'll fill in Mitch Tucker after the meeting.
Okay.
I would suggest to keep it just to the board members or whoever is running the table to be inside unless they need the restroom, because the zoning board has been adamant about wanting to use the town hall in some capacity to do their meetings.
And I'll make sure I'll do the check-in then at the table. I'll volunteer for that so that I can, and of course, then otherwise also, when they're standing in line, they have to be socially distanced, and right. How are you going to put lines outside on the sidewalk and all that? So I'll make sure I open my mouth.
I'm, most people are good with that, but they might get excited to see others that they haven't seen in a while. So
right.
I'd hate to break that up, but yeah, I get that. So thank you.
Kelly, what I can do for you is I can reach out to Scott and ask if he can put together some of the caution cones that are sometimes used for the fishing derby and see if
okay.
we can get those. At least that'll help, you know, help out. And you could just leave right. them inside one of the doors at the town hall, and you know, Scott can grab those on Monday when he comes back in.
Okay, sounds good.
The email that I sent out to Mitch was sent out on January 27th to him.
Yep, you copied me on it, I remember.
Yep, I was just pulling it up while we're all discussing it, so we've got that all there. All right, we've got about 5 minutes. Anything else we want to go over, discuss?
Yes. This is for the Municipay online payment processor, so this is for the town clerk's office to utilize primarily, or this goes in to our accounting stuff too.
No, Jennifer, it's only for tax collection.
Okay, and you're happy with this decision?
Yes, I was okay. the one that had pushed for it.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
Yep.
And then the lease of the postage machine. This isn't the current one, correct? This is for a different one?
This is the current company. Lineage is our current company.
And then it's a different machine.
So what was given in the proposal is the new machine because our lease is ending.
Okay. It just looks similar. That's why I wasn't sure. Okay.
It is. It's just the next model, basically.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have.
All right, on a good note, the only other thing I have, since we've got a couple minutes left, is I received a call from Erie County, speaking of things opening back up. Congregate dining is tentatively slated for reopening on February 22nd. So just waiting for Betsy from Erie County to confirm a couple of things. And but she gave me the heads up to let us know that that is something that they're looking at, making sure that we were okay with it. And we'll go from there. So, but on the flip side of the coin, while we're talking about congregate dining, when I spoke to Karen up in the court office today, that at least as of today's conversation, again, always subject to change, court will not be opening anytime soon. So take it for what it's worth. Yeah, you know, like I said, it could change tomorrow, it could change next week, who knows. So just remaining fluid.
I have something in the next couple minutes before we start.
All yours, go ahead.
So the transition from eliminating the Secretary of the Board's position and then kind of moving around the pieces with code enforcement and town clerk's office. I feel as a whole, we did not do that very well at all. I don't think there wasn't a transition at all. The communication sucked, and we need to do better cohesively together the next time that we do this. I didn't get to say goodbye to Dawn. I feel horrible. So I'm just, and I feel bad for the clerk's office to try and not understand where this was all going. So I hope in a couple months to be able to pass on to the clerk's office a nice lean process for both zoning and planning. There are a lot of pieces actually that go into it, but the key pieces is what the planning and zoning was working on. So I'm hoping to be able to have that leaned out. So Sandy, when it does come to the clerk's office, it's pretty lean and you know what to expect. So as I put that information all together, I'd like to schedule some time with you in the next month to kind of walk through it with you if you have any questions or concerns. And if for interviews for the code enforcement, if you need help doing that again, for that appointment, I'd be happy to assist. And then we should be appointing someone who would be the transition person right? Introduce, talking to Bill, what we're doing, what's the intent, and having them work it out, right? So those are, that's my 2 cents.
Okay. Well, it's 7:30. I guess just a remark on Dawn, but we made a decision back in November regarding Dawn, and we kept her on through the end of the year. So I, you know, let me know how we can do that better next time. I mean, there's at a month. So we can brainstorm that. So we'll do better. All right, it's 7:30. We'll kick off the town board meeting. So I will call the meeting to order.
This conference will now be recorded.
Councilwoman Selby?
Present.
Councilman Carticchini?
Present.
Supervisor Keating?
Present.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Present.
Councilwoman Martin?
Present.
Supervisor Keating, please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, we have no other preliminary matters tonight under item number one, so we'll move on to regular business under item number two, which is the correction and adoption of minutes from the January 20th town board meeting. And Councilman Carticchini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Supervisor Keating, I have reviewed the minutes from our last board meeting, and I find no errors or omissions, and I make a motion that we accept them as written.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along. Item number two tonight under regular business is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilwoman Martin, you mind taking that item tonight?
No, thank you, Supervisor. I looked over, took some quick look at the fund bills to be paid, and I make a motion to approve the total expenses submitted for a total of $285,471.40.
Second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, we have item number three tonight is correspondence. We have two items of correspondence tonight. First is a letter from the New York State Municipal Workers Compensation Alliance. That letter simply is stating that they had sent the town hall and the town hall employees additional cloth masks during the pandemic. And then item number two is a letter from the Association of Towns regarding updates there. Those both have been received and filed. Moving along to item number four, new business. We have requests from the floor. So I will open up the floor for public comment. If you're calling in from a telephone, it's star six to unmute your phone, and then star six to remute your phone. All right, well, the floor is open.
Supervisor, this is Mitch Martin from Congressman Jacobs' office. I don't know if this would be the appropriate time for me to actually just say hello to everybody, or if you were just commenting on current.
No, feel free to say hello. You have the floor.
So thank you. So I apologize. I was actually trying to log on with my computer behind Councilwoman Martin, and pretty much kicked both of us offline. So I'm sitting in another room on my cell phone. But any case, I primarily got on just to say hi. I haven't gotten on to a meeting since I've moved over from Senator Galvin's office to Congressman Jacobs' office. There is supposed to be an intern from our office on the line too, so I don't know if he is on, but and I just wanted to mention the congressman It will be remaining on the Agricultural Committee and the Budget Committee for this upcoming session. So I just want to make you aware. I have no other agenda. I just wanted to say hi, and that's it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. And Town Clerk, did we receive any written correspondence from the public at all?
No, Supervisor Keating, I have not received any additional correspondence that the Town Board didn't already receive.
All right, I'll pause for another moment in case anyone else would like to make a comment. All right, hearing no further comments, I will close the floor. Okay, item number two under new business tonight is resolution 2021-13, which is engineering services for the 12-inch water main replacement, which is Boston State Road between Metal and Ripple. And Councilwoman Sully, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I would like to make a recommendation to approve resolution number 21-13 for engineering services for the 12-inch water main replacement between Meadow and Ripple. This is in regard to a CDBG block grant in the amount of $150,000 grant replacing this segment. And the amount is not to exceed $59,547. I'd like to make that motion.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number three tonight is resolution 2021-14, authorizing the utilization of an online payment processor, Municipay, for tax collection. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking that item?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. This resolution 2021-14 authorizes utilization of an online payment processor, Municipay, for tax collection. It's more convenient payment method for the residents to make tax payments. And our town clerk had done various online payment processor and found this Municipay to not charge fees to the town. So thank you for your homework on this. Much appreciated. Let's see. The town. All right. I make a motion that for resolution 2021-14 that we approve based on the town clerk's information on Municipay for tax collection.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number four under new business tonight is resolution 2021-15, which is authorizing the lease for a postage machine. And Councilman Cardicchini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. At this time, I'd like to make a motion we approve resolution 2021-15, which authorizes the lease of the postage machine. Our current lease and maintenance program is coming to an end on March of 2021. And we would like to, upgrade the machine and establish a new lease and maintenance system for the next 63 months in the amount of $365.72 per month. I make a motion that we adopt resolution 2021-15.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving right along. Item number 5 under new business this evening is a request for use facility for the CAC snowshoe event. And Councilwoman Martin, you mind taking that item?
Thank you, Supervisor. The Conservation Advisory Council has requested the use of the Town Hall community room with kitchen and bathroom facilities and also the town fields for February 13th, this upcoming weekend after next, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the snowshoeing event that we held last year. Number of attendees, they're approximating about 15. Board member Noel Quinlan has assured us that the social distancing and sanitization will be followed according to the executive order. And I make a motion to approve this usage with the exception of the kitchen. So the town hall community room and bathroom facilities may be used with the town fields.
A second.
Councilwoman Salvi?
Yes.
Councilman Carlucci?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 6 this evening under new business is scheduling a public hearing for a special use permit for Albert Aether at 6569 Hillcrest Avenue. And Councilman Cardichini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. When are we scheduling this public hearing for? Or are we just establishing that we're going to schedule it?
Yes, what I have is just, we should have had we actually should have had a date. I don't see that here.
Would this be at our first meeting of next month?
For a public hearing or between posting, hold on, let me pull up a calendar here.
If you did it for the first meeting in March, there would be enough time.
Even if we were to get it in quickly to the paper. Yeah, let's do it for the first meeting in March, which would be, let me just jump back to my calendar, March 3rd.
What time are we going to make it, 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30, yep. We'll stay in our normal format.
I thought we only needed 10 days.
But I think the publication schedule might be a problem with getting it in. Perhaps Sandy can comment.
Hold on, let me look at the calendar.
If the soonest
possible it could go into print would be for next Friday, February 12th.
Right, so we'll stick with the March 3rd date, because by the time it hits print, you've got your calendar days after that.
Don, is that enough time?
Can't hear you, Sean.
For the March 3rd meeting, there'll be plenty of time to get it in the paper.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Pardon me?
Can you hear me?
You're just, your voice is delaying, Sean.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
March 3 works.
Yeah, we heard you, Sean. March 3rd.
All right. At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we schedule a public hearing for the special use permit for Albert Aether at 6569 Hillcrest Avenue. The purpose of this special use permit is for him to bring fill from outside of the town to level a building site for a future home, as the existing terrain is very sloped. So I'd like to schedule the public hearing for March 3rd, 2021 at 7:30 p.m.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carducchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along, item number, so we're going on to item number five for old business. We have one item for old business, with, which is worth resolution 2021-12, which is LED fixture upgrades and for streetlights. Councilwoman Sully, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 2021-12. Authorizing Electrical Service Systems Installation Incorporated to up to $6,213.06 to upgrade 10 aluminum pole lights on the 219 Expressway, as well as street lights in the Hickory Meadows subdivision and a lamp on Covington Place to LED fixtures.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carducchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we have no other old business, so we'll move on to reports and presentations. And Highway Superintendent, are you with us tonight? If so, you have the floor. All right, with no comment, we'll move right along. Councilwoman Selby, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd just like to extend my well wishes to those affected most recently with the COVID vaccine, the COVID disease. It's very tragically seems like it's coming back to our neighborhood and way too close to home. And I just hope everybody gets through this and we can just look back on it as a kind of a bad time in our lives here. So keep well, everybody. Thank you.
All right, Councilman Carducchini, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd like to echo Kathy's sentiment. You know, there certainly seems to be an uptick in cases and exposure in our area. So I'd just like to reinforce, you know, being safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, all those good things. I had the distinct honor to install the officers at Patch and Fire Company on Tuesday night. And I was able to get the information that Sandy needed over to her. So I wanted to take the opportunity and thank Patchen for inviting me out. It's always great to get together with those folks and, you know, talk about some of the issues that they're facing and some of the projects they're working on. I did hear that they were a little frustrated with the Zoning Board of Appeals process related to their sign. You know, looking at that project a little bit closer, we're talking about a variance of a couple inches, and it would be a major upgrade to their sign. So I assured them that we are working on that and that, you know, I don't anticipate any problems going forward. And that's all I have tonight.
All right. Thanks very much. Councilwoman Lukacik, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. So the upcoming dates, the planning board is scheduled to have a meeting on February 9th at 7:30. The zoning ZBA will be having a training session on February 11th at 7. And the zoning board hearings are rescheduled for February 18th at 7. And hopefully things are going well with all of you and you're recovering and keeping healthy. So look forward to seeing you very soon, face-to-face. That's all I got.
All right, thank you very much. Councilwoman Martin, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor. The only thing I want to say tonight is thank you to Councilwoman Lukacek for getting the ZBA back on track. Really appreciate everything you've done.
You're welcome.
And Town Clerk, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I just wanted to let everyone know that the Connect Life will be at the Town Hall next Tuesday, February 9th. So if you are a resident who was interested in signing up for that, I do believe that that one is full. But there is another event for the blood drive in March and then again in April. I have received the warrant to collect the 2021 town and county taxes. I'm anticipating to hopefully prepare these tax bills and be able to get them out by mid-February. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I just have a couple things tonight. When I spoke to Erie County today, they had called the office, and they're looking at, hopefully, with fingers crossed, bringing back congregate dining to the Town Hall on February 22nd. So kind of as a public service announcement, if there's any residents that are on this call tonight that are utilizing or know anyone that can utilize the congregate dining program, hopefully that will be restored back to the, at least under New York State guidance, the capacity that we were at last summer. So unfortunately not at full staff or full seating capacity, but at least at the capacity we were. But also the other thing that the Erie County is offering is they're going to also continue the frozen meal program, and that will be distributed as it has been for a little while now. It'll be distributed on Monday mornings. The frozen meal program has to be picked up before 9 a.m. So the congregate dining program and the frozen meal program are going to still remain, available. And as additional updates come out from Erie County, I'll be sure to keep everyone aware there. The New York State Public Employer Mandatory Emergency Plan, that is essentially completed. It's been sent over to the union as required under state law. And as soon as we can, we'll be getting that up into the out on the town website, which is required to be published there, as well as the town's new employee handbook. So that is now complete. The fire chief meeting last week, we had some discussion regarding the New York State public emergency plan, and then also the Erie County hazard mitigation plan. So that's the next plan. That's the Erie County one's the next one that's has some work that needs to be done by the town of Boston. We have partner departments, which would be the code enforcement office. They are looking for some information if it's available through the town clerk's office, and then also the highway department. So that will all roll up to the index for the countywide plan. And then that's all I have. So like everyone else said, please stay safe. It's Super Bowl weekend. Should be a good weekend. I don't mean to throw water on this parade, but please have a safe weekend. Just keep a conscious mind that if you are gathering with people, wash your hands, hand sanitize, because sadly these home events can become spreader events. And as other members of the board have stated here, it's the virus is here and it's literally at our doorstep. So please be safe, everyone. Take care and have a good night. So I will make a motion to end the meeting at 7:54 p.m.
Second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried, meeting adjourned.